Okay, so the basic, let's just get the basic facts. So the background is that chadash is produce which was grown. New produce is asar. Okay, new means in the new produce at the beginning of a season, basically is asar until you bring the omer or until the date of the omer. Okay, the omer, the date, the 16th of Nisan, makes all tefua in matir is all the tefua which is existent at that point, all produce. Now it's right, and basically the rule is all tefua from the time that it starts growing is asar until it passes by a omer. Okay, a tesayin Nisan. Okay, so if you have, even if produce takes root, starts growing after Pesach, the day after Pesach, then it's not its asr. It's called chadash and it's called new until till next year's omer. Okay, so the omer, the korban omer is matir anything which has not yet undergone omer. Now, when does the point of this? The critical point in the growing is taking root. I mean, that's plain pshat. The Mishnah says that. That if something took root, hishrisho, takes root before the bringing of the Karban Omer, then the Karban Omer is matir. If it takes root after the bringing of the Omer, so then you have to wait till next year's Omer. Okay, that's open to the Mishnah. It's a Mishnah on Ayin, something like that. Okay. So now the question is, let's say you just find, this question comes up, is a rush, practical shiloh. So let's say you find Omer, you find Tevua, let's say it's a few weeks after Pesach. So do you have to say, you don't know when it came, when it grew, whatever. So do you have to say, it's a suffix, maybe it took root after Pesach, and therefore it's going to be elsewhere. Do you have to assume that? So the Rosh says, no, it's a sveika. It's a sveika on a double suffix, and a double suffix, you have a right to be mega. What's a double suffix? He says, maybe the Tevua is really from last year. Last year's season. It grew, it's old Tevua. And if it's old tefua, then basically it's already mutter, the omer is matir. And even if it's from this year's produce, maybe it's from the earlier part of this year, which is prior to the omer, and again the omer is matir. So it's a sveik-sveiko, and sveik-sveiko, you have a right to be mekel. The kasha, they all ask on the rush, is that that's really one suffix. Because the question is, maybe the stuff was before, maybe the stuff grew before the carbon omer. Right? Whether it's last year's tefua, or it's this year's, but it took root before the Omer, it's the same halachic question is, I don't know if the Omer was Matirat or the Omer was not Matirat. If it was before this year's Omer, it was after this year's Omer. So it really should boil down to one suffix, and therefore that shouldn't be a sveik sveika. Sveik sveika should be where there are two conceptually different questions. Here it seems to be just one question. Did it take root before the Omer or not? So the Rav brings in this Gemara Menachos, which seems to be parenthetical, but he uses it as an important point. So the Gemara is a case of a Nibaya, which is, the question is about if you have a fruit or grain, whatever, which grew a third before the Omer, it grew a third of its growth before the Omer, and then you uproot it, so now the Omer is going to matir. Now, after the Omer matirs it, you replant it. And now it grows further. So the Gemara has a question. Do you say that since the ikar of the thing, the first third of the ikar was mutar, therefore any further growth is still mutar, it comes under the hatar? Or do you say that you go, since there's further growth, the thing becomes asar? Okay, and you have to wait till next year's omer. That's the Gemara's Ibaya. Okay, so the question is, so the kasha is open, is, well, it's a good Ibaya, but why does it have to be that it already brought a third? Right, who cares if it brought a third? It should be if it took root before the Pesach. So as long as it took root before Pesach, it's the same body. It takes root before Pesach, then you uproot it, and then you replant it. So the same question. What does the third have anything to do with it? The shear is not a third. The shear is when it takes root. So Rashi, in addressing that question, he says, because when it's a third, then it's a gemar pre. Then it's defined as a fruit, as a pre. Because if you uproot it before that, it's like shachas is like whatever, some sort of a low underdeveloped fruit, and the omer doesn't matir it. So therefore, there's no shaila. The holy baya is only if the omer is matir. The omer is only matir thing if it already got a third. So since that's when there's a question, but if it's less than a third, the omer is not matir because it's not a fruit yet. Okay, so the problem is that the Rav says it's not true. Rashi's saying this doesn't seem to be true because the Omer is Matir, anything which took root before Pesach, it doesn't need this requirement of a third. Okay, and that's the open Mishnah. The open Mishnah. Just to verify, the Mishnah on Ayin Amar Aleph says, it says, Im Heshrishu Kodim LaOmer HaOmer Matiran. If they took root before the Omer is Matir, Etvim LaAvasur, Machiav Omer Abba. And if not, then it's Asur until the next Omer. So you see, it's open that if a thing takes root before the Omer, then the Omer is Matir. It doesn't say Shlesh, it says it takes root. So Rashi's saying that you need it to be a third, but it's not true that you need it to be a third for it to be Matir. It's Matir as long as it takes root before the Omer is Matir, as long as it takes root before the thing, before the Omer. So what's Rashi talking about? Right, that's the Rav is bringing up. On the surface, you don't know why the Rav is bringing this up. What does it have anything to do with the problem of the Sveik Sveika? But whatever. The Rav knows where he's going. Okay? So let's read the Rav now. So he says like this. Bebir divrei Rashi nera. To explain Rashi. The cholik heter omer kodom avashlesh, meheter omer lachash, avashlesh. So he says that you have to say, and I think this is a good step, is that you have to say that it's true the Omer is Matir everything, whether it already grew a third or it didn't grow a third, but it's different. The Omer Matir is there's something which grew already as a third before Pesach, and a thing which is not already a third before Pesach differently. They're different. And you see that's already going to start opening up the door for the Sveik Sveika thing. Okay? For the Sveik Sveika thing. Okay, so he says, yeah, there's a difference. The Tzvulach Arvashlish, if it's after already a third, the Kfar Chalad, what Torah's pre, it's already a fruit. The Chalala Isser Chadash. So he says like this, is that the Isser Chadash, it's Asr to eat Chadash. He says the Isser is eating fruits. If a thing isn't a fruit, it's not a food, so there's no Isser to eat it, you're just eating plants. Right? It's not a food yet. So that the Isser Chadash comes about once it's there. So bazeh, so by that, if you have a chavtzah which already grew a third, it's a fruit and it's aser. It's a chavtzah shel aser. Bazeh, hakrovas omer, avim matir, l'aser chadash. Now what's matir it? So the kavan omer is matir the aser. Bazeh heter l'guf ha'aser, k'mo kol tzvah chadash, ha'shechala heter heter krovas omer. That's the heter l'guf ha'aser. The aser set in, and now it's matir it. Okay, ach l'uma zeh, kodim v'ashlish, akati l'chay l'aser chadash. But when it's before a third, there's no Isser yet, it's not a fruit. So there's no Isser. It's simply not Isser. So lo shayach siyachala heter oyder kol somer. You can't say the Omer is Matir. What do you mean the Omer is Matir? Matir what? There's no Isser. Right? Isser isn't chal yet because it's not a fruit. So he's saying, what does it even mean? Kivin ein apri, vein vasser chadash, kidei siyachala heter oyder kol somer. So it's not a fruit. There's no Isser. So what do you mean the Omer is Matir? Matir what? There's no Isser. Nothing to Isser to Matir. So what then is the heter? So practically, the heter is it's true, it's not aser then. But after Pesach, it's going to grow a third, and now it should be aser. Because now, when the Isser comes about, now you should need a matir. And now you don't have a matir. Why don't you have to wait till next year? Why is it that if it takes you before Pesach, it takes you before Pesach, and then it grows a third? So on Pesach, there's no Matir, because there's no Isser. Now it grows the third, now it should become Aser. But it's not true. It's not Aser. So the reason why is because somehow the Omer Matir that. But how does Omer Matir that? There's no Isser yet. So since there's no Isser, at the time where the Omer was Matir, it wasn't Aser yet. Now, 2 weeks later or whatever, now it becomes Aser, or it becomes a fruit. So now, where's the Matir? How does the Matir work? Somehow retroactively or something, right? But it does. It is Mutter. Right? It is Mutter. So he says, that must be a different mechanism. That can't be working because the Omer is Matir, right? Because there's no Omer. The Matir comes about after the Omer's already history. Right? Okay, so how does that work? Who'd meet Tamacher? See, it's a different reason. Since it took root before the Omer, Yeshel HaDin Shel Tvu Yeshana. Now it's old Tvua. Since the Omer is the beginning of the season, so now that since it took root before the Omer, so it's defined as old. Okay, v'gamim tavish l'shach kavas Omer. Even if it now grows a third afterwards, al zemahani yom kavas Omer l'kvola Hashem shel tzvu yishana. So the day of the bringing of the Omer sets the cutoff point that is old. Something which took root beforehand is already in its second season. Now it's old. Yeshuv lo yachol eser chadash shanzus. Now it can't become chadash because chadash means new tefillah. So since it's already last year's crop, the cutoff point, they already missed the cutoff point, so they already brought the chadash, so now it's now yeshana. So now it will grow a third, but it's not chadash anymore. Okay? Given the tefillah shoshan shavri, last year's tefillah, v'yein avachal eser chadash shanzus, so it's not included in the eser chadash. Right, the alkein agam shelo chalah heter omer. So it's not that the omer is matir it. Mikamakom lo shayach shiachol aser chadash. But the omer kind of is matir. It prevents the iser chadash from being chal in the first place. Okay, if it already was it had a third at the time of the omer, then it's already aser. Then the omer is matir. But if it wasn't the third at the time of the Omer, it's the simply the Omer makes that old, and now the Isser Chadash is not Chal on it in the first place, because it's old. When it becomes a third, it's old already.
Can you say that over?
It's true it wasn't a fruit yet. It wasn't a fruit yet at the time of the Omer. But it was a potential fruit. It was in the middle of growing. And therefore you say it's now associated as a growth, it's a last season's growth. Because the Omer has to relate to it somehow, but he's saying is once it took root, it's a last year's growth. And now when it comes about and the shame-free emerges, it's defined as a second year fruit. And therefore it's not Chadash. Now it's Yashan. And Yashan is Mutter. So it prevents the Isser of a Chadash being Chalan in the first place. But you don't say, it's interesting, you don't say Yashan means a second year fruit. And since it wasn't a fruit at the time of the bringing of the Omer, this is the new fruit. But it's saying is, and maybe this has to be explained a little bit, but it's saying is that since at the time of the Omer, it existed already, although it has didn't the Shem Isser wasn't Chal yet, but the produce, the plant, was there, so therefore it's Shayach to the Omer. And now it becomes the turnover of the season, and now becomes second season. It's the second season that has been around. So now it's Yashan. So now even once the Shem Pri exists, the Shem Pri is now defined as Yashan, so therefore it's old and not Chadash, and therefore the Isser Chadash never Chal on it. So it's not that the Isser, the Omer is Matir it, it's just that the Omer causes the turnover of the season and thereby prevents it from becoming Asr in the first place. It just never becomes Asr. It's not that it becomes Mutter. It's just its fruit. The moment the fruit emerges, it's old fruit. So there's no Isser on it. But you could say that the Omer is Matir. It's because of the Omer.
It's the day.
It's the day which is the Matir, right? It's the day which is the trend, the turnover. Yeah, and I think his point is that like, vis-a-vis, like, really is, if I would ask you, is it Chadash when it's less than a third? Okay? So I say it is. Because Tzuchadash means Tzuchadash Chadasha. And it is Tzuchadash Chadasha. It is Tzuchadash Chadasha. The only thing is that the Isser, you can't have the Isser being Chal on it when it's less than third, because it's an Isser Achila. And Achila has to be a fruit. You can't have an Isser. The Isser is to eat fruit. You can't have an Isser to eat wheat, to eat like a grain, you know, like just plants. An undeveloped thing. So it is, in terms of tvua, it's tvua, because in tvua is in the process of growing grain. So grain doesn't, there's different stages of growth of grain. So it is grain, it is the substance of grain, and you could say that it's new grain. And when you have the turnover, it's second year grain, because it is grain. It's just that new grain has an Isser Chadash, has an Isser Achila. But the Isser Achila can be Chal on new grain until it becomes a fruit, until it becomes an Ochal. You can't have an Isser Din Ochal and Isser Achila until it becomes an Ochal. So therefore the Isser can't be Chal on it, but it is new grain, and when the season turns over, so now you'll say this is second year grain. It hasn't yet developed to a fruit, but grain isn't necessarily only a fruit. The fruit is not pshat that it's not Tvua unless it's a fruit, unless it's edible. Tvua could exist in different stages. It's just that there can't be an Isser Achila. Machalos Asuras is on foods. So the Isser can't be Chal on it. So vis-a-vis the Isser is only Chal once it's a third. Once the Isser is Chal, now you need a Matir, and the Omer is a Matir. But vis-a-vis Tfua, vis-a-vis it being grain, it is grain, and it's old grain, and when the changeover of the season, the Omer is the changeover, and now it becomes old grain once the season turns over. So now, if the thing, when it becomes old grain, so if it already was a third, now you need a matir. I don't care if it's old grain, the chafetz is also, you need a matir. But if it wasn't yet a third, so now it's just old grain. Now even once it becomes a fruit, so there can't be nesar chila because it's old. Right? Yeah. You have to separate that. He's not saying tvua, and the whole shem, chadash, and yashan is only relevant to fruits, because then it shouldn't, the turnover shouldn't be relevant to it. But no, the shem, chadash, and yashan is relevant to produce. Between different stages, it's just the isra chila could only be chal on it once it's a shem. Back to the rod. So he says, the nimtza, the ims, now he's going to talk about this stuff which grew a third, which wasn't yet a third at the time of the omer. Okay? This is a little tricky, but he says, the im navolod in mitzad isra chadash, yashan, shavra, if you'll talk about the isra chadash, which is chal last year, last year's tfua, the ms al isra shoshan, shavra, lo chal akra, shal omer. So that Isra from last year wasn't matir this thing. The other Avahimu Teres, ki Isra Chadash Shana Shav L'chal L'me Olam. The Isra Chadash of last year was never chal on it, because last year it wasn't yet a third. So last year's season, it wasn't a third yet. So it's not that the Omer matir the Isra, it simply wasn't a fruit yet. The Halo of Yeshlesh L'chal L'Torah's pre-Kodim Omer. Lo Shaya Chalos Isra Chadash Kodim of Yeshlesh. So vis-a-vis last year's season, it basically wasn't involved in the Isra Chadash altogether, because it wasn't a shlesh, it wasn't a pre. Umeidach inside Isra Chadash Shana Ba. What about vis-a-vis this year's Isra Chadash? Once it grows a third, Ilagabe Zed into Ishana. Now it's old. The little shayach Isra Chadash Klal. So there's no Isra Chadash on that either. So it's never involved in the heter of the Omer. It's just that last year's it wasn't yet Isra. For it to be chal. And now this year, when it does, because this comes about, it's already yashan. Okay? So it's different. His point is to say that it's true that practically, descriptively, you could say the Omer is matir everything, once it takes root after, once it takes root before Pesach. But whether it's a third or not a third, but he's saying it's two totally different ideas. When it's already a third, there's a shem iser and the chafza, and the Omer is matir. When it's less than a third, there's no shame isser, that it just becomes yashan, and now the isser is never chal. Okay? But you could say, bottom line is, it's mutter if it takes root before Pesach, descriptively. But it's not. There's a subdivision within that. Now he's ready to explain. Yashal kain sirli l'rashi, the chol heter zeshal tfuo shenishra kodum omer, sheikh tafgud m'chubar. So he says, the heter of the Omer is only on something which is attached. Aval im akra kvar azol al gamri ha-hashrasha kodim Omer. Okay, so he says like this. 1 second. He says, v'ashav k'shet tasla v'karka l'achar Omer am k'in imsa d'hashtu z'man ha-shrashasa. So he's saying, I think he's saying it's like this, is that if the thing, there's this fact that it took root before the Omer, and you'll say it's 2-year-old fruit, is something which is attached. Whereas if it's in the ground during the changeover of seasons, you'll say now it's 2-year-old Omer. Okay? But if you uproot it, let's say you put it in and it takes root, then you rip it out. Okay, you rip it out. And then you plant it again after the Omer. Okay, so then basically you've totally undone the original taking root. It never really, the taking root is a part of a process which makes it grow into something. But you've uprooted it before it really did anything, became really productive. So you've uprooted it, and now when you plant it again after Pesach, so it's like a new planting. So now it's not 2-year-old, it's just 1 year. Because it never really developed, so it's like you've stopped the process midway and started again. So now it will be Tvah Hadasha. You don't say it's 2-year-old fruit, now it's a new thing. Because you never really, you totally stopped the process. Okay? If it's already a Shlesh, then you'll say it already became Tvah, already realized as a pre. Now it's, if you leave it in the ground, so you'll say it already, the process begun on the first year, and now it's the second year. But if you short-circuit it and you take it out before the year changes over, and then you just put it in again, so it's like a whole new planting. So if you'll say Yeah, but the chadash ma'atir et. Well, he says again, you have the thing which you plant in the ground before Pesach, and you uproot it before it gets dark. Then you replant it next year. So you plant it next year, it's chadasha. So he says, all right, why don't you say the omer ma'atir et? He says, no, but al zeh habiyarnu al tzvo shlov yeshul shokhalat or omer. He says, no, but the omer isn't ma'atir that, because it's not yet a third, so there's no issa, there's no ma'atir. That's what Rashi is saying. That's why it has to pick a case of where it already grew a third. Because this is what's bothering Rashi. That's what he's bothered by. Why don't you say, even before a shlish, it's matiret? So why does the Gemara have to have a case? Why does the Gemara have to have a case where it already grew a shlish before the Omer? Even if it didn't grow a shlish, the Omer should be matiret. So he says, no, since the before, it's not yet a third, so there is no iser and there's no heter on the thing. Kivan the inlo toras privilo chal heter chodesh, because she also has no matir. Bechol atiru achu rak mitam she yigidu l'shem ashrava. The only reason it's mutter is because it's last year's thoth. V'zeh lo shayach lo akar v'shach. So, but you can't say it's last year's thing if you uprooted it and then you replanted it, because now it's a whole new planting. U'l'chein kol asavik gemar rak m'far v'yashlesh. So therefore, the Gemara's whole question is if it really brought a shlesh beforehand, it became mutter. Now the chafza is a din heter on it. Because it was aser, and the it was a shlesh, and now the omer creates a shame heter on the thing. So he says, then the question is, now the thing has a chafza shame heter. It was hutar, became permitted through the omer, and now I replant it. So now the question is, does what happens now? Does the Isser reemerge or not? But that's because it already brought a third and there's a shem heter on the thing. But he says, if it just grew a tiny bit, you just planted it, it took root, and then you rip it out, so now the omer isn't matir, there's no shem heter on it. It's just that it's second year produce. But since you ripped it out, you short-circuited the thing, so now when you put it again in afterwards, it's not second year, it's first year again. You never really let it develop. The only time it becomes second year is if you leave it in the ground. So then it emerges tvua, and that's one continuous process, first year, second year. He says if you uproot it, then it's not a continuous thing, then basically it's not second year. Then it's you've stopped it, and now it becomes a new first year. So what's being stopped when you uproot it is that there's the idea is that, for instance, if you'd plant something and it would never ever become a fruit, it had no potential of fruit or whatever, then you wouldn't call it tvua, you wouldn't call it anything, it's nothing to do with tvua. Tvua is that which is growing to become a fruit. So now if you put a plant it and then you stop it before it becomes a fruit, so then basically that's not tvua. I mean, the whole thing, it's basically it's just a seed that you it was just a plant. It wasn't tvua, it didn't do a tvua, it was just a plant. So now when you put it in again, so now it's a first year plant, you're starting again. But you're basically preventing it from being realized as in its objective. But this idea that it has a shame tvua, be called like a shame asid, because it's involved in a process. And the process begins and continues into the second year. But if you stop the process before it ever realizes anything significant, then that what turns out it wasn't really a process. So it's not like now that was now when you put it in again, you're starting a new process. Now what does he do with this? Now he says like this. And now it's just finishing it up. Okay. One thing he says, v'ilyam b'gmar menachos the heter omer la'achar hava shlesh v'heter omer la'achar shnishrash mitrei kray yofin alehu. So he says if you look in the Gemara. He says there, it's supported that the Gemara learns out the heter of Omer, which is Mushrash before Pesach, or Omer, which grew a third, Havat Tvo, which grew a third before Pesach, is learned out from two different psukim. So it's supporting his idea that there really are two different things. Turns out, I looked today, this afternoon I was looking at that Gemara. It's not so simple. He's claiming it's just Pasha, that you look at the Gemara there, but I didn't see it in the Gemara yet. I mean, maybe it's there, but it's not Plem Shan. I mean, it's a complicated Gemara. So, I mean, he's referencing you there, but I just thought it's always a good idea when they quote Gemaras to check them out. Because it's not as clear as he's making it sound. I'm not saying it's not in there, but it's not like an open thing, you know, what he's saying. So he's making a chiddush, which is fine, you know, that's why he's, you know, he's working out great stuff with the thing. But, you know, he's bringing this down as a reference that he it's in the sugya there, but it's not like, oh, it's a Rav doing, he's just taking this open Gemara. It's not that simple. He'll say, I mean, I don't know, maybe he'll do it. I haven't worked it out yet, but I still don't see how he's getting it from this. Like, yeah, I spent like a half hour trying to figure it out. So, You know, so just, you know, mention that point. So now he's going to answer the kasha. His original kasha was sveik sveiko, right? Sveik sveiko is that if you have produce which grows, you go to the store and you buy a piece of grain a month after Pesach. Now you want to know, I don't know, maybe it's also. Maybe it grew this year after Pesach, in which case it's also. So why isn't it also? So the Rosh Hashanah is sveik sveiko. Maybe it's from last year, old stuff, last planting season. In which case, the Omer's matir. And even if it's from this year's planting season, maybe it took root before Pesach, right? Maybe it took root before Pesach, in which case, the Omer's matir. So the kasha, Rabbi Kiviyagas kasha, and Ola Achron's kasha is, yeah, but isn't that one suffix? So one suffix is, did the thing take root before Pesach, in which case it's matir, or did it take root after Pesach, in which case it's aser? So how do those two different sveikas? Is one suffix? He's saying it's conceptually, it's one question. Did the Omer matir, or did the Omer not matir? Right? Did it, right? That's the question. So did this year's Omer matir, was it before this Omer and then the Omer matir, or was it not before the Omer and then the Omer not matir? But you'll see now it works out perfectly. Okay, well, I'll read it, but I mean, if you think about it, you'll see. The whole mashikas, the chaluk be a sodo haheter betvosh yevishlosh. Kodam omer betvosh lo yevishlosh elash nishrabobat. So he says, when you say the omer is matir, everything that took root, there's two totally different types of matir. One is something which already was a shlosh beforehand, and then something which was not a shlosh beforehand, just took root beforehand. Two totally different heters. The tvosh yevishlosh, if it already had a third, like last year's tvua, klar chala iser chadash. The iser was chal on it. Ve'teru mishum sheha omer hiteret iser shechadash va. And it's mutter because the omer was matiret. There was a shame iser, and the omer created a shame heter. Right? Umashenu kein tvua shelo v'yashlish. But if it wasn't the third before the omer, yisoda teru ki lo ki himufkas mi'yashchadash lagamri. It's not that the omer matiret. It just has nothing to do with chadash. It's Yashan. There was never an Isser Chodesh was Chal in the first place. Not last year's, nor this year's. It's just last year's it wasn't the fruit yet, and this year's it's old. It's just Yashan. So therefore, there are two totally different Shemos of Heter. Whether it's Mutter, if it's Mutter because it was a Shush before the Omer, that's one type of Heter. If it's mutter because it was a shlush before, it was just took root before the omer, that's a different type of heter. Okay, uf shap because of ramada v'sveik sveika. So now the sveik sveika works. Sveik mishana shavra. Maybe it's really from last year's, right? From last year's crop, in which case there was asur and the omer matired it. So maybe the omer actually matired it, right? And even if the omer didn't matir it, it wasn't from last year's. It was from this year's. Safik nishakodam omer, maybe it took root beforehand, and now it's second year old grain. Right? And therefore there's no Isser Chalon in the first place. There's shtei shemos chalukim shel heter, and they're two totally different shemos of heter. So now sveik sveik, two different shemos. Sounds good. See, in other words, without making the Rav's move, you learn that the omer is matir everything. The omer is matir everything, period. So who cares last year's, this year's? The point is, like, anything which took root before the Omer, the Omer is matir. So it's one suffix. Did the Omer matir it? But did the Omer not matir it? Right? There's no two, it's all one question. But now he's saying the Omer is matir everything, sort of. There's two different types of matirs. There's a matir of something which was a third, and it already had a shame Isser, and the Omer was matir. And then there's matir the Omer, which means the matir prevents it from the Isser from emerging altogether. So that's what he's saying, is that this sveik now is a sveik sveika. Maybe it's last year's omer, and the omer is last year's produce, and it was asur, and the omer was matir. But even if that's not the case, it's this year's, so never underwent a matir. Fine, it didn't undergo a matir. But maybe it's not asur in the first place, because maybe it took root before the year, and therefore it's to a yishama. So it's two totally different questions. Maybe it was already hutar, and even if it wasn't already hutar, maybe there's never an iser in the first place. So sveik sveik, two totally different things, right? So it works out beautiful how he's drawing it. Totally different sveikas, you know. But it's only because you see that it's not simple. Even though the Gemara says it's mutar when it takes root, it's not so simple. which he's pulling out of that Rashi, which even though the Mishnah openly says, you know, even though the Mishnah openly says it takes root, right, and Shlish is not really mentioned, and it comes up only parenthetically in that other Gemara, you see from that Rashi and from that other, from this Gemara, and the Rashi learns it, that he says the Omer is only a Matir if it's already a third. So the Rav is taking from there, you see apparently it's not so simple, taking root. There's taking root and there's a third, and they're two different things. And once you define it, it turns from that sugya, it turns out you really come out with the Sfeik Sfeika. So that's what I think is great about what the Rav is doing, is like he knew to go, I don't know how he knew, it could be he just did that sugya, but he knew to take, when you hear the Sfeik Sfeika problem, you're just stuck. He knew that that sugya helped open it up. The dinner slush, you know? He went to that sugya. I mean, the Kaddish Rosh isn't saying about slush, he just says maybe it's last year's or this year's. So he knew to go there, and then from the Shlish thing, he opened up the way to learn a thing. It's the Mishnah's simple. It says straight. If as long as the Mishnah should be beforehand, though, it's Mutter. And the Mishnah's true. Descriptively, it's all the same thing. It's all Mutter. But conceptually, the Rav is saying there's two totally different things going on. And therefore, that two different things is an Achmina vis-a-vis this thing which you replant. And it's also an Achmina vis-a-vis this like Sveika. Right? So it's really nice. I mean, so the way we were talking the sugya, we were doing all along, we were just saying, is the Omer's Matir? Is it the Avodah is Matir? The Day is Matir? This is Matir? But the Rav is showing there's two things going on when you talk about the Omer being Matir. There's Matiring the Isser, which is already Chal, and then there's the change over the season, and thereby changing it from Tzvei Yishon to a Chadash. Totally different things, you know? So it's nice, because it brings out a whole new dimension to it, you know? Okay, now, is there a question? Yeah, I mean, you got to appreciate what the Rav did here. I mean, you didn't really think about the Sfeika problem that big, but it's like a dead end problem. It's really serious. You read the problem of the Rosh, it just sticks right at you. All the Rishon, all the Achronim ask this problem. You know, it's an open problem. It's, you know, it's a serious problem. The Sfeika. It just sounds like it's a mistake. When you say it's one suffix, it's no two suffix. You know, and you can't work it out logically without going to the sugyas. You know, you could guess this answer without really learning sugyas. Sometimes there's a thought problem. Just figure out the answer logically. I mean, you could try to make moves, but I mean, it really emerges from a sugya. Can't always just answer a problem without really getting into the, you know, like when I did the sugya, I kind of did that. I just kind of skipped that part because it seems like a detail. Sometimes things aren't really details. You never know what's the detail and what's important. But I mean, you know, it's a logical answer, but you kind of have to get, you know, pull it out of the sugya a little bit. Which is important to know in methodology. You can't just always sit back and think about problems. Sometimes you need some facts. I mean, there's a combination, you know, there's a fine balance, but, you know, sometimes the answers aren't accessible to you without facts.
So the facts can't have logic necessarily.
Yeah, right, exactly. Without the facts. I mean, some things you just need pure logic to work out of a problem. But other times you need to kind of realize that there's something more than meets the eye about the shlish. I mean, if you never saw that, you're not going to come up with that, you know. You can kind of go in this direction, but you're not going to work it out. Because the bottom line is the Omer's Matir, everything which is Ishrash. So you can say whatever you want, but it's not, you know. I mean, you can kind of think in the direction, perhaps, but yeah, okay. So what I want to say, so I'm not sure what we're going to do next, but there's another part of the Sugya which I did, which maybe we'll do after Shavuos, which is the question is the Din Chadash apply only on Tevuah of Eretz Yisrael or even on Tevuah of Chutz La'aretz? That's one question. The Oraisa. Seems like the Rabbanan applies anyways on Chutz La'aretz. But the Oraisa, does it apply only in Eretz Yisrael or not? It's Mahalikas Tamayim. And then the question is assuming it is an Eretz in Chutz La'aretz, is it apply only to a Jew's Tefillah or is it even to a Goy's Tefillah? Okay, so that's the big heter of the Bach. Nowadays, like for instance, nowadays the world most of the world eats Chadash. Right? We're not knowing, so what are we relying on? I mean, it's awesome. According to some, it says the Oraisa. So how are we eating? How do we eat? We don't do the right. We just eat right before Pesach, whatever. We don't look and see whether it's from last year, this year, what year. Most people don't, right? So the heter is based on the Bach. The Bach holds that it doesn't apply by a guy's Tefillah. It only applies by a Jew's Tefillah. But it's not so simple. There's no open source for it. But that's what everyone relies on. If it's grown, if it's grain grown in a guy's field, which basically all the grain is in America, at least. Or anywhere else, not besides Israel, I guess, right? So then the whole Yisrael Chadash doesn't apply. Tries to derive from however he derives it. So, I mean, so maybe we'll get into that question, you know? Because that's, you know, the bottom line practicality of the thing is based on, why we don't keep this thing all together.